Well, hello and happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. I hope and I pray that you are enjoying this beautiful day, November 23rd, 2023. And I don't know about you, but it is a great day to be alive. And as my grams used to say, and among the land of the living, if you can hear me, then you're blessed. If you are alive on this day, you are blessed. And I am too. And so I could not let the day go completely by without signing on to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, a happy holiday, a happy and blessed holiday season. I am not going to be on here long at all. And this time I mean it. I just wanted to take a moment, just take just a little bit of time to wish you and your loved ones well. You know, we know that there is so much, so much going on in this world. There is so much going on all around us, wars. And the Bible said in these times there would be wars. Jesus himself said it. Rumors of wars. And you know, we know all of the things that we've been dealing with these last few years with the, you know, COVID virus. And me personally, I've been dealing with a lot in my life, but I am still so blessed. You know, we're not in the midst of a war. That's something to be grateful and thankful for right there. And I know, like myself, many of you are experiencing challenges. They may be health challenges, financial challenges, challenges in your, you know, your marriage, your relationships, you know, whatever it is. I'm here to tell you today that you can make it. You can persevere. All you have to do is just hold on. First of all, I'm enjoying this day. I really am. I was out, you know, most of the day. Just enjoying my Thanksgiving, just enjoying this beautiful, insane 70-degree weather. And I was telling my son, Christian, like, this is so bizarre. You know, I told him about the times when, you know, I was growing up in Pennsylvania. I lived in Philadelphia when I, you know, was growing up. And then I lived in a few other parts of Pennsylvania, but Thanksgiving used to be cold holidays. And I can remember, you know, my dad taking us to the Thanksgiving Day, the Macy's Parade. And I remember being on the side, shivering and crying because I was so cold. And I just didn't get what the whole parade thing was about. And I remember my father looking down and he said, "What's wrong?" I said, "I'm cold. I'm so cold. My hands are cold." And he's like, "All right, y'all want to go? Y'all ready to go?" And we were like, "Yes." And we were having dinner at his mother's that year. We had some family. I remember all of this stuff. We had family up that year from the South, from down South Carolina. And so we left the parade and we went to grandmom's house. But, you know, we had cold Christmases and cold Thanksgivings, and here we are today outside in 70-degree weather. Yes, another sign of the times, but I'm not going to get into that. I was out this morning and I had to kind of minister to my El Salvadorian neighbor, because he just lost his wife. And that definitely put me in the mindset that, you know, before this day is over, I just want to, you know, do a short episode because, like I said, we have so much to be grateful and so much to be thankful for. And I was standing there talking to him and I was feeling his pain and my eyes were watering and I was tearing up because, I don't know, they've been here about a good 8 years and I've talked about them on a few previous, you know, episodes, but I will watch him and his wife out in the yard. Our yards are facing each other and she liked to come out and, you know, plant things. And she'd always have, you know, him going in the shed, getting her big pots out. You know, she would be cooking and, you know, things like that. And, you know, he's a chain smoker. So he would come out and he still does, comes out all times of day and night to smoke a cigarette. So I actually had the man laughing. I mean, he is definitely in pain. And I was not trying to tell him that, oh, you'll be okay. Everything will be all right. I talked to him from real experience. I've been there. I know what this pain is like. You know, we had a good conversation. And I told him, I said, you know, I often prayed for your family. And I said, you know, I used to pray for your wife. I knew that she was having health challenges. I went over, I took a pot of soup, probably about a month and a half ago when she came home. She had been gone quite a bit these last few years. And at one point she was back in El Salvador and she was there for quite some time. And she was there when COVID hit and she was not allowed to come back into the country. And so over these last few years, she had, you know, taken ill. And the last few weeks she had been, you know, she's wheelchair bound. And he would kind of like push her to the window and open up the screen door and she'd sit in the window. And, you know, I was just telling him, you know, I saw her just a few days ago. And so he was telling me, yeah, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, I checked. She, you know, he said she was in a lot of pain. And I said, you know, people often said that. And, you know, how people say and they try to make you feel better. And I understand it. I definitely understand it. You know, people will say, well, you know, at least they're not in pain. You know, they're not suffering anymore. They're in a better place. And I understand that. But I told him, I said, but you're left with the pain. And then you don't know how to process or deal with that pain. And he said, yeah, yeah, I come outside now to cry. You know, the family was there. And I told him, you know, don't try to be so strong. You know, this is a time. He said, yeah, you know, my wife, I said, how long were you guys married? He said, 46 years. I said, that's a long time to be with someone. I said, and now you have to adjust your whole life is going to change. And, you know, it's okay to lean on, you know, your family and your loved ones. And I said, and you do have, you know, neighbors who care. And I told him, I said, you know where I live. If, you know, you feel the need, you want to talk, if you need anything, just knock on the door. And he said, okay, okay, yeah, I will. He said, thank you so much, you know. And I told him, I said, one of the prayers that I've been praying for you for many years now is for you to be delivered from this cigarette habit. And he cracked up laughing. I said, that one hasn't been answered yet, but I said, I'm going to continue to pray for you. And I told him, you know, I'll bring some stuff over to the house. They had a lot of, you know, people going in and out. And so, you know, with Thanksgiving, everything is pretty much closed, but I will do my neighborly duties on tomorrow. And so I'm going to wrap that up by saying we are still blessed. You know, I called my pastor and his wife this morning to wish them a happy holiday, but I was sharing this information with them. And I said, you know, no matter what you all are going through, no matter what can take place on this day, remember that you are still alive. You are still here. And it could have gone another way. Just about 2 weeks ago, they were in, or she was in a car accident. And so, you know, their lives were spared. And listen, y'all, we are so blessed here in America. And so hope whatever you're doing, hope whatever you continue to do throughout this day, throughout this week, you know, throughout this holiday season, you will be blessed. I pray blessings upon you and your loved ones. And I don't know about you, but I am excited and I am looking so forward to the new year that's coming in, the new season. Things have changed drastically in my life. I recently took a position. I'm an office administrator, office manager is what the title that they gave me for a church. And I am loving my position, loving my role, lots of responsibility. I was so encouraged the other day when one of the workers told me, you know, she said, if you just view your job as a ministry, you'll do fine because it is a lot of responsibility. She said, but Stephanie, I want you to know that your job is so important here. She said, you are the only person and the only link that connects everything in the church, in the schools, everything. She said, you are so needed. And she said, and I love your spirit and your energy and everything you've done since you've been here. And then before I left, the pastor sent me an email thanking me for everything I've done thus far. And she said, you are truly a godsend. So amid all of everything that I've been going through, things that I've been dealing with, there have been new things opening up in my life as well. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm so happy and so blessed despite it all. And I hope and I pray that you can say the same. And listen, I don't know when, but I'll talk to you again soon. You be abundantly blessed. Until the next time.